Draken, Draken, use your powers!
Ooh. Ooh.
Draken, go, ask the sky dogs to bring the moon down!
Huh?
Don't worry, let's go and fetch the moon!
What's all this about? Why are these soldiers here? Mrs. Sharma explained everything in her email, Mum. Didn't you read it? We just need a bit of extra security. You know, because of the portal.
A bit? That looks like a whole army. Is it safe for you to go in?
Don't worry, Mum. I'll keep my head down if anything dangerous happens.
Very funny. Just make sure you don't upset your teacher. See you.
It's fine, Dad. You never know. I might even learn something interesting today.
Well, I certainly hope so. Anyway, I'll be off. Have a good day.
This is so cool. I never thought I'd see anything like it at Rockhead. I can't wait to meet the science team. I've got so much to tell them.
Excuse me, who are you? It's very rude to just barge in like that. We're having an important meeting.
I did tell her she'd have to wait, Mrs. Sharma, but she wouldn't listen.
I don't have time to wait. Not when the future of the world is at stake.
Psst, it's Director Keller, our boss. The science team sent for her.
Oh, right, I see. Well, then, I suppose we should talk. Don't worry, Mrs. Jones, I'll take it from here.
Clack.
Is the screen on? Can they see me?
Sorry, Your Majesty. There seems to be a glitch. The level of space radiation in hyperspace was very high.
Just get on with it, Murlock. You know how much I hate waiting when I'm conquering a new world.
Nearly done, Your Imperial Highness. One last little adjustment should do it.
Alien Vikings from Venus by Martin Chatterton.
Does this mean we're now your best astronauts?
Asked Sam.
Not quite, said the controller.
She pointed to a small orange spaceship.
We just knew you'd be able to fit in the Ginger Ninja. In future, we'll design larger pods.
Buzz raced back and bounced inside the Ginger Ninja just in time for liftoff. Mission complete.
Next stop, Earth, said Sanvi.